Hey there, this is Neil Napier, and I want to give you a walkthrough of AdConnect, showing you exactly how to use this platform. Now, again, this is a short JV demo, so the application, the platform will be very different when we actually go live. So let's go in and start creating new campaigns. People can create two different kind of campaigns. The first campaign is for pages that they own, in which case they should put this AdConnect tag within there. With that, we'll be able to track performance. The second kind of campaigns are campaigns that they can create for websites they don't own, but have permission to edit and use for their own business. For example, I'm going to use amasuite.com. So this is a product that I'm promoting at the moment. I'm going to create variations of this product so that I can match my four different ads with it. I can test out headlines, I can change out images, I can even change out videos. So let me go ahead and create variations of this page. So once this page loads up, I can start making changes to that. For example, if I wanted to put in my own logo here instead of the Amasuite one, I could simply change the image. I could put in my own logo so that my customers look at this and know that I vouch for this product. This definitely will increase anyone's conversions. If I don't like this headline, I could simply change this. So let me actually change this over, and I'm going to remove this. Let me change this over to say, right, and when I'm done with that, when someone looks at it, they will know that it comes highly recommended from us, and it is something that they should get, they should invest time and money into. Once I'm done with that, I can go ahead and make some more changes. I can change this as well. Let's say 5 newly designed Amazon Research Desktop apps. Quite like this. So they're getting 5 for the price of 1, which is pretty good. And I could also change the button URLs. So let me actually go in here. This is the product image. I could change that and I could add my own product image. The cool thing is that if people want to make changes to multiple versions at the same time, they can click here and add new versions. So they can add new versions of this image, and with that, they'll be able to create multiple pages at the same time. What I can also do is I can go all the way down and I can take this button and I can change the URL on this button. So this way now I can directly send people to the checkout page using my hard-coded affiliate link. That way I basically bypass the need for an affiliate page. And again, this is just an example. Think about what people could use this for when they're creating sites for their local business clients, when they're creating their own product sites, and when they're leveraging campaigns that other people have done. So let me go ahead and edit this button right now. So I can go into edit HTML and I can edit it, or I can edit the link as well. This is the link that we have so far captured, and that goes to the buy button. We can change this link and put in our own buy button or our own hard-coded buy button that still goes to the client's page, but we get paid for that, you know, our commission, 50% or whatever it is. So again, this is how easy it is to do all of this. Once you're happy with it, we can simply go ahead and save it. Let me just save that. You can switch versions right here. You can use different versions so you can create ads according to that. And once you're happy, go ahead and save it. Then you can manage ads for each of this version. So I can go in and click on manage ad. I can create an ad just for this version. We have a few templates right now and we're adding a few more. So let me just pick one of them and show you how easy it is to create ads for this. So there are a few templates. As I mentioned, we're adding a few more. I'm just going to pick one of them. Let's go for this one. And I'm going to edit this, and I can now start using it for my own advertisements that I'm running. And I could say download and I can go in. If I want to make some more changes, I can open it in full and I can extend this as well. Let me go ahead and move this around a bit. There we go. There we go. That's it. It's done. It's a very simple, very straightforward ad. And when we're happy with it, let's go ahead and save it. And then I can also download this ad and I can start using it within my marketing. So I can download this and it will save the ad to my computer. And I can also go back to the landing page and I can download the edited version of the landing page, which now has my links in it. So again, this is just one of the applications to how this can work. Imagine how you and your customers can use this to edit any page on the fly and generate ads relative to it, generate ads that match this particular page variation that they have created. This is Neil Napier, and I'll bring you a more complete demo once we are closer to the date, but do let me know after this if you have any questions at all for us.